It is now 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, February 1st, 2023, and the February meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
Terry Brown? Not yet. Deb Bright? Not yet. Okay. Also on the call, we have our Executive Director, Megan Darien, as well as our Assistant Attorney General, Jeannie Calvin. Excuse me.
Yes, good morning.
Declaration of Conflicts of Interest?
Yes, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to recuse myself from item number five. Item number five.
Okay, so noted. We got review, discussion, and approval of minutes from the January 4th meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as written for the January 4th, 2023 meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written for the January meeting. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Just checking in, Terry Brown? Or Deb Bright? Okay, the five members have voted aye, and the minutes are approved as written. Agency operations review discussion, director's report.
License dispensing optician renewal of 2022 have been completed with more than 94% completion as of 1/31/23. During the calendar year of 2022, the board added 53 licenses. The exact number of licenses out of 906 did not renew due to retirement, unfortunately passing away, and other reasons, which is compatible with other years.
Okay.
Yes, and for...
So, did I hear that? Excuse me, you said 906 did not renew?
No, out of 906, 53 did not renew. And the exact amount was of licenses were added in 2022. Usually, every year, we lose about 50 to 55 licenses, and we gain more or less the same amount, usually more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. 4B.
It's up to the board to create a renewal overview committee, but at this stage, is up to you guys.
I don't know that we need a committee. The concern was the number of not renewing, but when we put it in perspective with the number we lose each year to retirement, like you say, moving, whatever, it sounds like we're still running about the same as we have in the past. So I don't know if there'd be any new information we could uncover with another committee. I don't see value in one. I don't. So any other discussion by any other board members?
No, I have to agree with you. Sorry.
Yeah.
As long as we're getting the new people in, we're going to have, let's face it, let's look at the list of the ages of our current licensees, and we've got a bunch of us that are sitting at that, am I going to retire or not retire age? So did someone else just join? Did I hear someone else just join? Terry, Deb? Okay. Any other discussion on that? It's just a, yes. Hello, Deb.
Deb Bright. Deb, yeah, I'm here.
Welcome. Gotcha, Deb.
Thanks.
Any other discussion about that? I think we need to just monitor it, of course, but I think Megan does a pretty good job of that, of keeping track of how we're gaining and losing accordingly. So at least we'll keep it on the kind of back burner, and if it's something we think we need to address, we can continue to possibly do that in the future. Let's look at 4C. Cynthia?
Yes, the new database, Cynthia, is continuing its course of progress. And optimistically, before April 1st, the start of 2023 establishment renewal will be launched. But at this stage, I'm looking into it very, very carefully to have a very accurate database.
Okay. Well, it'll be good. I assume it's going to make it better. That's the hope. We'll move on to 5A. Michael, if you'd like to provide your report on that. And Sherry has recused herself from this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the information Mr. McLafferty was able to obtain in his search, Arizona Optometric Partners has acquired multiple private practices. In total, Mr. McLafferty identified 10 establishments, all of which appear to currently have an employed OD. Mr. McLafferty visited 6 of the 10 establishments in person, seeking additional information. He also unsuccessfully attempted to meet Dr. Pearson in person to determine if other practices under the supervision of Arizona Optometry Partners or Lumina Vision Partners. None of these offices visited by Mr. McLafferty have an optical establishment license at this time. It appears Arizona Optometric Partners has acquired these locations and has retained Lumina Vision Partners to manage and oversee the operations of the offices. Based on these findings, the optometrist is now considered an employee of Arizona Optometry Partners, managed by Lumina Vision Partners, who have taken over management of these practices, and it would appear that these practices would no longer be exempt from Arizona Statute ARS 32-1691.
Thank you, Michael. Jim, great job on your report. You got dug in there pretty deep, and I think you came with the information we needed to verify. We have multiple precedents in the past, and this is a similar situation with corporation or partnerships acquiring multiple locations. And in the past, as is currently the case, I feel it's obvious that this makes Arizona Optometry Partners in violation of these 10 locations of the Arizona statutes. And I would like to ask if Megan and Jeannie, our Assistant Attorney General, would reach out to Dr. Pearson or someone at Arizona Optometric Partners and have a discussion, let them know that the board has found them in violation of our statutes for not having establishment licenses in those 10 locations, and seek a response from them. Then we can determine next steps. But the first step is, I think, Jim's investigation has uncovered what we needed to know, that these are indeed employed optometrists at these locations, therefore are no longer exempt from our statutes. And it's time to move forward without those 10 locations. Jeannie, do we need to have a motion to have you reach out to them to start the steps moving forward with the violation?
Yes, that would be appropriate. Would you, in addition to having kind of a written response to the board's concern, would you like Dr. Pearson or another representative to appear before the board at a future meeting?
That would be up to them. It would be moot based on what we found, because the Corporation Commission records prove that they're in violation. That would be up to Dr. Pearson or someone from Arizona Optometric Partners if they wanted to appear. And that's strictly up to them. We need to inform them that we find that they are in violation of our statutes and leave the next steps up to them, because at this point, all those locations are operating against our rule, our laws. So I don't know that we need to include it, but obviously that can be in the discussion that you and Megan would have with them if they choose to do that. But I think we need to make sure they understand that they are currently in violation of Arizona state law.
Yes.
That's
I didn't know if board members had additional questions of them. And that's why I asked if they would like to appear. Yeah. I'm not familiar with previous cases where establishments have operated without the requisite permit or the license. What has the board done in the past with similar facts?
We have done it multiple times in the past, similar to the situation with its acquisitions, where prior to the acquisition, they were operating under the optometrist license because the optometrist was the owner. And once they've become under this umbrella of a professional corporation or LLC, that no longer provides that appeasement of the law. They now are actually meet the description of an optical establishment, and therefore to operate in Arizona, they're required to have an optical establishment license, which follows with all the requirements to get a license, which includes employment of a licensed optician, et cetera. So that's where we're at, because I think the documents uncovered by our investigator, Mr. McClafferty, make it very clear that they're in violation, plus the primary owners are out of state, which is like many other larger organizations within our state that have been through this in the past and have become in compliance. We've had probably five, at least, what, Megan, I don't know, maybe five since you've been on the board, and more than that, going back further, where we've addressed this same issue with people that just didn't realize they were required to have a license, and our job is to let them know that they need to have it in order to keep operating. And then we can discuss that's when we could discuss what options would come up for them to become in compliance. Okay, Susie?
Mr. Chairman, this is Suzanne Coleman. I just had a quick question. So when we do give them this notice that they are in current violation, would we not give them a deadline in order to become compliant, or is that going to come later? Because I can't recall in those other cases.
That would be the discussion we would come to as far as the fine, next steps for them in operations wise. And yes, we have had in the past where we have a large situation, multiple stores, where we have given them a certain timeline with for them to get in compliance. And that would be set by previous things we have done as a board. We want to stay consistent with what we've done in the past. Does that answer your question, Susie?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I would entertain a motion to have our executive director or assistant attorney general meet with who or contact Arizona Optometric Partners and our optometry partners and see what we can get going forward and get a response from them. And then we can proceed based on what the response is.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we give Megan, Darian, and Jeannie the ability to come up with a letter to contact Arizona Optometry Partners to let them know that they are in current legal violation operating their opticals.
Mr. Chairman, this is Michael, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we proceed with notifying and discussing with Arizona Optometric Partners of their violation of our state laws. Any more further discussion? We'll take it to a board vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry, are you with us yet? No, okay, and Sherry is recused. We will pass that motion, move forward with following up with Arizona Optometry Partners, and move to the next steps based on their response. move on to 6A.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applicants for reinstatement for their license. Brittany Ann Wangton, Danielle F. Yepes, Jacqueline Sandoval, John Patrick Martinez, Yvonne Marie Rivas.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for reinstatement of the five licensees. Any discussion? We'll move it to a roll call vote. Bill Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Brittany, welcome back to the licensees. She's on the call. And the other four, welcome back. Glad to see you're in compliance, and you are now back to being active and licensed. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yep, congratulations. And keep that deadline in mind every 3 years, or every year, actually, for your license. We got future meeting dates. We've got our normal schedule of first Wednesday of every month except July going forward for the year. Our future agenda item, obviously, we should hopefully have some feedback concerning 5A and take it from there. Call to the public. Jim, I want to thank you for your thoroughness on your investigation. You did a great job and gave us all the information we needed to make an informed decision. As always, you've been great. Thank you. Brittany, again, congratulations. Any other public out there that we want to say hi to? I guess not. It is now 10:46 a.m. and the meeting is now adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. See you next time.